All right, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Got Rodney Stitcher on the line. So coming back to the October surprise fiasco, to pick up where you left off and, you know, to elaborate on how it is that you got involved in this, what it was that you had done to try to expose this and maybe bring to justice some of the perpetrators, which obviously involved Daddy Bush.
By all means. Now, here's how I first got the information, and I got it right from the horse's mouth. Gunter Reusbacher was a covert operative in the CIA and the ON Office of Naval Intelligence, and he gave me the details of where some of the meetings were held, some of the people who were at the meetings, where some of the military equipment was being taken from various National Guard units in the United States and then secretly shipped, and how it got to Iran, and things like that. And then another one of my sources was in Paris when George Bush Sr. Was present at primary meeting concerning the delay in the release of the hostages. And this one source was telling me how his job was to remove any records from all the hotels, limousines, and what limousine services and what have you, that there were any Americans there. But at any rate, the plan succeeded, and the hostages were not released until after Reagan was inaugurated. So, and then thereafter, the United States is secretly arming Iran. This is during the 1980s, while the United States is also secretly funding and arming Iraq. And so, of course, it's these type of covert activities that have various ripple effects, like where we are today, and we're in a lot worse situation than the public, I think, realizes.
Right. Yeah.
And you know, some of the other operations, like Operation Tailwind, if you recall, that's the operation where. And that was the subject of a television documentary that was highly contradicted. But I had heard about this from people who were involved in it years earlier. And I even wrote about it in my book, Defrauding America. And here's the thing. When these things come out, then you've got many people in the media, the same media people who've been covering up for this all along, and they go and attack the people who came out with it, like Operation Tailwind. One of the producers, Peter Arnett, he got fired as a result of the pressure they put on him, and a few media people who do come out, just like with Dan Rather, who was involved in that one TV program describing the President Bush's conduct as a pilot for the National Guard.
Yeah.
Texas. Well, here, the document was attacked, but the woman who wrote the document said everything in it is correct. It's just that somebody recopied the document. And it's not the original, but everything was correct. But that, everybody that was attacking it, they ignored the fact that it was true. It's just that the document wasn't the exact original.
Yeah, this has gone on across the board with a lot of reporters. In fact, let's talk about that some more when we get back. It's incredible what's going on, folks. The media is just absolutely controlled. Short break. We'll be right back.
Attention gardeners. If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Hey, welcome back to True Threats Radio, folks. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Got our guest, Rodney Stitch, on the line here. We do have sound from our caller. Before I go to him, though, I just wanted to finish what we were talking about, the control of the media. Did you catch Dan Rather? He was being interviewed in May of 2002. Keep in mind, this is a foreign news broadcast, so he could speak more openly. And he actually said, I was impressed, he said that the media in the United States today is designed to protect the backsides of those in power. And he said there's a pervasive fear that if you speak out against the government and its policies, that you'll be rubber-tired. You know, he's referring to how people in South Africa, you protest the government and they'll put a rubber tire on your head, fill it with gas and light it on fire. Speaking, hopefully metaphorically, but anyway, the point was very well made. He said, I don't exempt myself from this criticism. He's admitting that he goes along or was going along with the game too, because he didn't want to be, quote, rubber-tired, you know, lose his career and his reputation. So yeah, clearly, I mean, this is something that, of course, it's been going on for a long time now, but it seems to have whipped into high gear, hasn't it, under this current administration?
Oh, by all means. I certainly admire him for saying what he did. But, you know, people don't realize, and I had been told this for years, that many of the media people are under secret payments with the CIA or other government agencies. And about a year ago, part of this was coming out in some news reports. And just like a drug trafficking. Now, I mean, thousands of people are in prison because of drug trafficking, yet there's so much information. There's been books written about it, and I have a lot of sources, which I describe in my book, Drugging America, of where the agents of the U.S. government have been involved in drug smuggling, and this is known or controlled by White House politicians and CIA personnel. And the media never mentions any of this. They're deliberately withholding it from the American people.
It's not to imply that all the media reporters are evil, but, you know, they have to go by what is told them at the top. And as long as the top boys are corrupt, then whether they like it or not, they have to go along with it or they're unemployed.
And if a major media source doesn't go along with it, they can be easily retaliated against by let's say the Department of Justice or members of Congress will legislate something that's unfavorable to them. So
yeah, there's a number of tricks up their sleeves they can employ to shut them up, and they have done this on many occasions.
Look what happened to Gary Webb. He came out with this series of drug-related articles. And finally, the San Jose Mercury, the newspaper that published it, then discredited it after the articles were published. And eventually Webb left the agency, left the newspapers, and then a few years ago committed suicide.
Well, that's debatable. In fact, I'd like to get somebody from the Guinness Book of World Records on here and explain why he's not in there, because he's the first man in history to have successfully shot himself twice in the head, apparently. Did you know that?
No,
there were two bullet wounds in his head. How do you shoot yourself twice?
Well, you know,
the same was said about Hunter S. Thompson. I'm sure you know him. They said he committed suicide, yet the day before that, he called his friend up in the Canadian Globe and Mail, and he said, I think that someone's, you know, the government's going to try to kill me. I don't put anything past these scoundrels. He said, I think they're going to make it look like suicide. And the next day, you know, they said he committed suicide.
Well, one thing I found out, it's easy for powerful people in the federal government to manipulate the local law enforcement people to cover up on things like that.
Sure.
Even with old Bill Clinton, there was some funny business going on there.
Oh, yeah.
Which I describe in Defrauding America.
Yeah, the death of Vince Foster, of course, being the most suspicious of all. And, you know, usually, again, it doesn't have to imply that the locals who participate are corrupt. They just get a phone call, shut your mouth, this is what you're to say, and that's it. It ends there. Anyway, we do have two callers on the line. I guess we do have sound for Rooster now from Ontario. You there, Rooster? Welcome to the show.
Hear me?
Can you
hear me? Okay, super. Okay, I have a comment to make, and then I have a question right after the comment. First of all, the situation there in Iran during the 1980s Contra with the hostage crisis that they were having there was set up by the CIA. The CIA hid all of them inside of Iran as a way of blaming the Iranian people, so that because at this time they were trying to do what you call take control of the Middle East at the time and remove the Shah out of power. Because then was the time, but they did not have the support of global governments to support the movement. But it was the call of the Israeli government and the United Nations to do so, but they did not have the support of all the global governments at the time. And this is what they were trying to do, and all points have failed, so they had no other choice but to release the hostage and all of this here and try at a different time. But in this situation here, I wanted to ask you a question on this matter here. With the United States Supreme Court ruling here just day before yesterday stating that they cannot hold any kind of inmates without a probable charge against them, so on so, with the with combatants' enemies. So why do they tell the public the situation here and, you know, bleed off this bunch of BS saying that they, you know, that they're against this withholding of inmates without probable charge, blah, 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 et cetera, but knowing deep down inside that they're all for the military combatants' enemy law, because they passed a law called the H.R. 6166 document, stating that, you know, that anyone that's considered a combatant's enemy, they can torture, torment, put to death any person they consider terrorist. Well, that falls in the same category. Why are they giving the mixed, you know, communication here, stating that they're against it, but yet they're for it? Do you understand what I mean? What is that? What's the purpose of this here?
Well, some of the legal aspects that you mentioned, I would have to refresh my memory on it. But nevertheless, it's about time the Supreme Court got off their duff and did something about these outrages. Incidentally, you mentioned Iran. I was in Iran the morning of the revolution in 1953. Now, the reason I was in Iran, I was flying Muslim pilgrims from throughout the Middle East to the holy cities of Mecca and Medina. But it was quite frightening when the revolution started, and I described that in my book. And I didn't realize it was CIA operation in those days because I was a little naive about the CIA involvement. But the meddling by the United States and Iran certainly helped Iran to be unhappy with the United States.
This is, to me, it's like but they're sitting up here trying to dance the public around like we're a bunch of stupid people, but they pass laws stating, you know, that literally annihilated all of our freedom and all. And here they're, you know, like they sit there and tell the public, you know, that they're against withholding holding inmates without probable charge, blah, 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 et cetera. So, but yet they still haven't released any of the inmates that they're holding right now instead of Guantanamo Bay that are held there without even being charged for any reason whatsoever. So, and, you know, but yet they tell the public and all of this here. And we happen to know what they're about. You're telling everything, the truth of what's going on and what they're trying to plan and all of this here. And also with the situation in Iran. Yeah, they've been orchestrating for a very long time to get domination of the Middle East and as a way of getting the power and the control of the oil, but the oil is not their motivation. It's not their agenda. That's just their motivation to carry out the full agenda that they're wanting to do. The full agenda, in my opinion, is to annihilate all human life. That is their ultimate goal, and this is what they're moving for. That's why they're starting, in my opinion, I hope that you agree with me here, that they're trying to make, all of the governments to destroy each other. They're working them into what you call a frenzy, and they work for like a one ruler, and I don't know if you're religious or anything, but I happen to refer to him as the Antichrist who will dominate the world, and this is what they're trying to push into power, but yet they're pushing him into power and don't realize that the Antichrist that they're pushing into power, yeah, is here also to cause them to destroy each other. Does this make sense?
Yeah, well, I certainly would agree with you. I'll let Charles respond to that.
Well, you know, as far as the Supreme Court ruling yesterday, I mentioned at the beginning of the show that, you know, to me, this is just a whole lot of window dressing. This is what they do is they'll trample, you know, hundreds of our rights, bang, 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 one right after another. And then all of a sudden they'll ease up on one issue like this, and then they'll, you know, play it up in the media, and it's supposed to impress us that, wow, yes, they're still guardians of our rights, and they're still there to uphold law and order and the Constitution, and when in reality they've trashed everything else from every conceivable angle. So this really, it just amounts to nothing but window dressing. It's just designed to look. I mean, let's face it, the Supreme Court is stacked with Daddy and Junior Bush-appointed justices. You know, they're all little lapdogs of Daddy and Junior. So anything we see like this, you know, it's got to be something that they personally approved of in the first place. You know, we'll take away 999 of their rights and we'll make it look like we're giving one back. And the truth is, how do we know they're actually even going to enforce this anyway? They do stuff covertly behind the scenes. There's no way of knowing. We don't know what's going on at Guantanamo Bay. There's no cameras allowed in there.
No, that's true.
So we were told that KSM made this confession, but nobody was allowed to see him. We don't know if he's there. It was reported globally that he was killed in a bombing raid in late 2001. So we don't even know if the guy's alive.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you
know, again,
we'll never know either, huh?
Right.
Thank you very much. That's all I had to ask.
Sure. Thanks for your call, Rooster.
Okay,
we got Pamela. Yeah, we got Pamela on the line. We'll take her when we get back from the break. Stick with us, guys.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Earth Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Rodney Stitch on as our guest. We have another caller waiting on the line, Pamela from Indiana. You there, Pamela?
Yes, hi there. How are you, Charles?
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Yeah, this is Pamela Schufert calling in. I've been listening intently over Pal Talk, and oh my gosh, this is awesome. I'm so glad you have Rodney Stitch on, because Rodney Stitch wrote his excellent book, I believe it was, Defrauding America, He covered subjects such as CIA drug ops, such as Michael Moholy, 20 years Naval Intelligence CIA, a personal friend of mine who became a good friend after he came out to blow the whistle until he went underground to fight the same New World Order he used to work for. And I was so thrilled to hear this subject discussed because, yes, I do independent journalism and have done it with my life on the line, frankly, for over 10 years. Had several death attempts on my life. The news media out there is government censored, controlled. It will not tell you the truth about all these things. Obviously, they are the lapdogs of the New World Order, and I am thrilled for your broadcast. I am thrilled to have Rodney Stitch on. And this is great to hear you, Rodney. Do you remember interviewing and talking to Michael Moholy about his role in drug ops under Bush and North?
Well, I think I have about a 2-inch thick file on letters sent to me by Moholy. And I often wondered where he is because I lost contact with him. But he provided me quite a bit of information on a drug trafficking involving the CIA and other people.
That's right.
I hope he's in good shape today.
Well, he had a wife and three children. They burned down his home after he started blowing the whistle, and he got out of federal prison to go public with everything. But he started talking to me when he was in federal prison. They were trying to kill him from the inside. And we got a lot of, actually, frankly, prayer people praying in Charlotte, North Carolina, for his life to be spared. He came out. He kept getting out this information to you and me and others. He left me one message with Bob Harrell of Tell It Like It Is publication that he was submitting the info to. He said, tell Pam I'm now going underground to fight the New World Order that I used to work for 20 years. Tell Pam to give America all the information I've ever given her to expose the New World Order. Rodney, that's the last word I heard from Michael Moholy. That was in 1995 or 96. Never a word since, but I trust and hope that he is still alive out there. But, you know, he told me something, too, beyond the drug dealing. I started asking him about the New World Order agenda.
Maybe he shot himself twice in the head, too.
Yeah, who knows? I pray to God not. But he told me, he said, yeah, what you're hearing about concentration camps and the New World Order martial law agenda is all true. I said, well, Michael, what's this I'm hearing about camps? He said, oh, all of us in the CIA have heard about the concentration camps in America and their purpose. I said, what? Michael, what do you mean? I hadn't heard of this till 95 from a CIA source. He said, oh, well, we all know that the concentration camps, the detention camps in America are there to terminate the resistors of the New World Order. And he started opening a door for me from the inside of the CIA that, oh, just frankly blew me away. And I've been reporting on it now 10 years ever since. So, Rodney, a lot of times I get flack, some from government misinformation people and others from Americans who want to be stupid in this hour and say, lady, that couldn't happen. I'm glad you're on the air right now, Rodney, with this awesome talk show host, Charles, to tell America the truth. Tell it the way it is. This is going on all the time. You know, CIA black ops people killed, people suicided, drugs coming in, camps being built. Thank you, Rodney and Charles, both for telling the truth. This is great you're on today.
Let me suggest go to my website called defraudingamerica.com, and there's a lot of information there, and also there's a list of all of the books, and you can download segments of all of them at no charge. So take a look at it, and send me an email. Let me know how you're doing.
Yeah, give that website again.
Yeah.
Rodney, can you get that website again?
That's defraudingamerica.com.
Yeah, I highly recommend it, folks. It's very good stuff. I mean, you can't beat this. The guy's offering his life's work free. You can go download his books for free. And I personally bought his Defrauding America book, like Pam has done, and it's just an encyclopedia of government corruption. It's just shocking, the revelations that are in there. By the way, our caller Pam is someone I'm going to be having on as a guest later. I forget, Pam, is it later this month? I forgot.
Yes, it is, Charles, and I want to say this. I'm very proud of you, and I'm going to say it open and up front. You know, and I know, and many of us independent journalists and reporters know that there's a price to pay somewhere down the road. We see what they're doing to journalists and investigators now. We can have a good idea of what we may face, but you know what? Truth still has to get out to the American people. You're doing that. I'm proud of you. Keep it up. And I'm going to keep doing it till I get taken out, by the way. But you know what? We can't be silent in this hour. So keep it up, Charles. We appreciate what you're doing.
Yeah, we have a responsibility for ourselves, for our kids, our grandkids, our whole country, our whole world, the human race. I mean, the stakes are far too high to remain quiet when you know what's going on.
Yeah, and you know, I frankly consider my life, my single solitary life, a very tiny price to pay to impact millions of my fellow Americans with families, children, oh my gosh, a future. Frankly, I'm very happy and honored to be able to lay down my life in this hour to tell America the truth, and I know you are too. So keep up the good work, and Rodney, God bless you, dear. Thank you for your great book, Telling America the Truth. Truth tellers are so needed in America today, and just keep it up. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Sure.
All right. So getting back to... Had we finished, well, I elaborate, whoops. Oh, I'll tell you what, we got a break. We'll pick up there, folks, when we get back. Stick with us. Lots more to hear from our guest, Rodney Stichen. Don't miss out. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
And so it came out stitching. I don't know how that happened. But anyway, yes, our guest is Rodney Stitch, former FAA employee, talking about some very interesting things here. Rodney, did you want to finish up with your discussion about the October surprise 1980, you know, how it was that you had gotten involved in that and what actions you took to try to bring to justice some of the perpetrators of that? And did that lead you right to Daddy Bush at all?
Well, let's see. After Gunther Reusbacher started giving me the information concerning this, and I contacted members of Congress, and, of course, I ran into the usual cover-ups. Eventually, Congressman Hamilton got involved sometime later on an investigation.
Of 9/11 Commission fame?
Into October surprise.
And is it the same Hamilton that was the head of the commission, the 9/11 commission?
Yes, the same Hamilton in the 9/11 commission. So it was kind of interesting to me because he covered up for October surprise, mm-hmm. and then, of course, he covered up for the serious problems in the FAA relating to that. But, you know, it wasn't only the cover-up.
Very interesting. I didn't know that. I got to make note of that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But it wasn't only the cover-up of the FAA problems, because he also covered up for all the actions that were taken. These are major actions by federal judges that blocked a former federal agent, which was me, from reporting these things. So there's quite a few lawsuits that were involved. And also he covered up for the Department of Justice filed criminal contempt of court charges against me before trying to report the problems that were later involved in October in the 9/11 hijackings. So there's a lot more behind the 9/11 tragedies. Just think about how ripple effect that simple, so-called or relatively simple problems in the FAA made possible the hijackings of 9/11, and of course all of the other peripheral consequences. It's surprising what the ripple effects are from relatively small matters. But
you
anyhow,
know,
we were talking a minute ago about how people are suffer retaliation. There's an ongoing episode right now in San Diego. As you recall, Bush White House fired U.S. Attorney Carol Lam in San Diego. Right, the replacement U.S. Attorney Karen Hewitt, I believe it is, she promptly filed sham charges against a former DEA agent, John Carman. What she did, John Carman was a DEA agent who, along with some others, U.S. Customs, who was trying to expose the corruption in customs along the border, whereby suspected drug shipments were allowed to proceed. Well, and there was a lot of other things he was exposing. But anyhow, they retaliated against him, so he left U.S. Customs. Then he put up a website, and it's called customscorruption.com, I believe it is. But anyhow, this was exposing all of the corruption that goes on. So what happened? And the U.S. attorney filed false charges against him. And again, he's in the pokey now. They even denied him bail. And this is another example of how the Department of Justice is obstructs justice and how they retaliate against people. Here, with all the talk about border security, we're ignoring the corruption within the U.S. Customs that has allowed even trainloads of drugs to be shipped into the United States without inspection. So, I mean, there's all types of stories like this going on that I think would be fabulous reading for the average American if they only knew about these books and would read them.
Yeah, the documentation is astonishing that you've provided. Are you aware? Not only has the opium business been booming now in Afghanistan since we've gone in there, the Taliban had outlawed it, of course. But now it just emerged about a week or week and a half ago that the same thing is now happening in Iraq. There's a big opium trade business going on over there.
I wasn't aware of it in Iraq. But it's you know, I had flown into Iraq in the early days when I was an airline pilot over there. And it's strange how in those days people liked us. Matter of fact, I used to have plane loads of Muslims on board and taking them to Mecca and Medina. And again, they respected us in those days. But then starting with the U.S. Overthrow of the Iranian government in 1953. From then on, we started screwing things up badly. What gets me is how White House politicians will act against the interest of the American people. I'm thinking, like, for instance, against the USS Liberty, how Israel for several hours were attacking this U.S. ship, killing many U.S. sailors. And what the United States did, they called back U.S. fighter planes that were going to the rescue of the ship. Matter of fact, the only one that offered help was a Russian ship that came by. I described this on my internet site also.
It was in the heart of the Cold War, too.
Yeah, that was in 1967. Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know...
Will the real enemy please stand up, huh?
No, there's a number of funny things on this Cold War. Now, in my book, Defrauding America, I describe how a fleet of SR-71s went to Moscow, and one of the planes stayed in Moscow. Well, I got this information originally from my source, Gunter Rusbacher. But some years later, I had another source, an airline pilot, who said, yeah, he had seen that SR-71 in a hangar in Moscow, which helped. I was glad to hear that because it confirmed to me the somewhat hard-to-believe story that Gunter Rusbacher told me about a fleet of SR-71s landing in Moscow during the Cold War. There's more stories of intrigue that are hard to believe in the book, Defrauding America, which incidentally is in the fourth edition now. Matter of fact, there's so much in it that I made it into Volume 1 and Volume 2.
Yeah, there is so much. you just can't contain it in one volume. There's so much corruption, so much lies and cover-ups. And once again, folks, you got to make it over to defraudingamerica.com. Mr. Stitch here has done some tremendous research, and the fact that he's offering this information free, you simply have got to take advantage of this. I highly recommend his work. The book itself, Defrauding America, is just absolutely fantastic. You still there, Rodney? Oh, okay. I thought you'd cut out. It sounded like a click there. Yeah, and I got to commend you for doing that, too. That's just fantastic. This information, folks, is just vital. It's and like you said, it's so important to look at how this stuff has gone on. I hate it when people say, well, this stuff you're talking about happened decades ago. Well, first of all, it's still going on now. But, you know, when you point out stuff that's gone on decades ago, you need to be aware of that so that you can see the pattern. You know, you don't have corruption, and then all of a sudden, several decades later, things are fine now, you know. Once corruption sets in, the tendency is that it just gets worse as time goes on unless people stand up and put a stop to it. Well, clearly that's not been done, and that's why we see, if you pay attention, that things have gotten worse over the decades. Because they can see that, wow, hey, we got away with that. Let's try this. Ooh, we got away with that. Let's try that. And it just gets worse and worse and worse. And, you know, here we are. I tell you, folks, this is the time people need to wake up in this country and put their feet down collectively and say enough is enough, because they're not going to stop. Look at 9/11, you know. I mean, speaking of that.
9/11 would never have happened if there wasn't cover-ups of all of the other earlier corruption
right.
that went on. And this is why, especially for the younger people, to understand what's going on, they have to almost see what was going on in the past. Because, as you say, this is simply a continuation. But also, by reading these things, and they're very factual, by reading these things, you can better understand with all of the disinformation that's out there now. I've never seen so much not only disinformation, but outright lying by not only our politicians, but by some of the media sources.
Mm-hmm. Right in your face, bold-faced. I mean, it's so obvious. You would have to literally have been living in a cave for the past 40 years and just come out to not see that these guys are lying on a monstrous scale, massive. I mean, it's in your face, folks. You can't deny it anymore. The people who are at the top rungs of law enforcement are the biggest violators of the law. That's just the ugly reality of what we're dealing with. So,
but you know, I guess, Charles, you know, like people like you and I spend our lives investigating these things. It's obvious to us. But I guess the average person who works for a living and has a limited amount of time, and they're influenced by people like Rush Limbaugh or O'Reilly, and also the cover-ups by the rest of the media. They don't have the insight that people like you and I would have that are involved in this all the time.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the way the economy is today, they've got people working, you know, 10, 12, 14, even more hours a day just to scrape by, just to get by. And that's all part of the plan, to keep them busy, to keep them occupied, so they don't have time to stop and think and realize what's actually being done to them. You know, and now, of course, you've got husband and wife in most families both working, so even... You know, mummy doesn't have time anymore to see what's going on, so she can let hubby know when he gets home what she's found out. And all the while, people are scurrying about, busily trying to just pay those bills. They're getting away with the most outlandish crimes in American history. This has got to be, wouldn't you say, Mr. Stitch, the worst administration this country's ever had.
Oh, it's bad. I've never seen anything like this. Of course, you know, I kind of put part of it on experience. You know, I joined the Navy before Pearl Harbor, so I've been around a while, and having been through years of all types of COVID activities like this. You can better understand just how bad things are. But again, for young people, they haven't, this seems to be, well, that's normal, I presume, since they don't know what things used to be like.
Right. Yeah,
I feel there's a great danger of getting into World War III, and this time, the people in the United States won't be protected. I mean, we'll be getting nuked. One thing I wrote about many years ago was the theft of suitcase nuclear bombs from Russia going through Lithuania. And I'm surprised none of those have gone off yet in the United States, but I'm sure that's coming. So for the young people, they've got a lot. They're going to see some rough times ahead.
You know, it's a good point you brought up, too, how I think that's what's going on in the media. You know, over the past several years, they've managed to get rid of all of the senior anchormen, ABC, NBC, CBS. You know, Dan Rather retired. You know, Peter Jennings died. And what's his face there? He stepped down as well. I think they smoked these guys out. But, you know, now they've got all these, quote, new bucks in there that didn't know how it was as to compare it to how it is. And they don't recognize the horrible changes that have gone on. You know, they just think that this is how it's always been, and they just go along with the program.
And it's hard to believe that with all the serial lying that was done, I mean, it was lying. It wasn't poor intelligence. It was lying by top people that got us into Iraq. Here we've got hundreds of thousands of Iraqis dead as a result of this.
I've heard about 650,000. Tom Brokaw is the other guy. I always forget his name for some reason. That's the other. They're all gone, all the old bucks. Yeah. But anyway, and we've got more people dead just from Iraq than what died on 9/11. Is this Bush's idea of retaliation when Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11? And more people have died over there, obviously in vain. For what?
Well, it's going to be awfully easy to suddenly get into World War III, and I don't think the people realize that the threat, because we've got such irresponsible people in politics today. Look at Lieberman, wants to attack Iran. My God. These people are lunatics.
They've already, obviously, who doesn't know now that we were lied into war in Iraq? And here they are trying to push us into another one. Is America going to stand for yet another phony war? These guys have been caught lying about everything. Look at all the indictments that have come down. Look at the massive corruption. You know, Bush picks Henry Kissinger to head up the 9/11 Commission, the biggest cover-up artist in history. And then his next choice after he stepped down was, of course, Hamilton. And now finding out that he was part of the, I knew he had corrupt connections already, but I didn't realize he was part of the October surprise cover-up. Well, isn't that interesting? Oh, I tell you, man, this is just disgusting, folks. We're in a lot of trouble.
Look at Armitage.
Oh, yeah. But thank heavens, folks, for people like Mr. Stitch here, who's done a tremendous job. Go to his website, guys. Get his free books. We'll be right back with one more segment with our guest. Stick with us.
Lose the love I knew, safely leave it through.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back to True Threats Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We have Rodney Stitch on as our guest. Unfortunately, the 2 hours, as always, has gone by so fast and so much territory to cover, we didn't even scratch the surface. So many other things I wanted to talk about. You know, you mentioned the corruption of the court system. I wanted to ask you about Jerry Spence, if you've ever had any dealings with him. He's one of the few honest lawyers left in this country. By the way, if anybody has any contact info on him, I'd love to get him on the show. Just get in touch with me at Truth Hurts Radio. That's H-E-R-T-Z. TruthHurtsRadio@AOL.com. Let me know if you get an email or a phone number or something. In the last few minutes we have, Mr. Stitch, I wanted to ask you, what do you think of all the years of experience you've had exposing government corruption and criminal activities? What would you say has been the single most outrageous, shocking crime that you have seen committed and covered up by the government?
Well, you know, experiencing so much corruption, after a while, it's like living in a nut house for a few years. Everything looks fairly normal. In other words, it's all bad. I don't know what's the worst.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, each individual instance is just so bad. Yeah, I guess you couldn't really narrow it down. If somebody asked me that, I suppose I would have to say 9/11. It's just something that, no matter how you look at it, it didn't have to happen.
Oh, absolutely. When I, but you know, 9/11, as I write in my books, was simply, I don't know what the word "simply" is, the proper word, but simply one day's events in a long line of aviation disasters that were made possible by the corruption in the government's aviation safety offices.
Right.
And this is what people, it's hard to get people to understand this. And this is what I try to do in my two books, My Unfriendly Skies, 20th, 21st Century, and the Blowback 9/11 book. I try to give the facts leading up to it, to where it's easier to show the relationship. But just mentioning it with the limited time on the radio, it doesn't seem to sink in.
But it really is like another, you know, business as usual type thing, doesn't it? I mean, it's sad that people don't have the ability to put two and two together and see that, yeah, that this is just another link in a long chain of things like this. It's you know,
unless they really pick up a book and a factual one I'm talking about, written by insiders, and read what led up to it, it's hard to for the average person to understand. Of course, I've been in aviation since before Pearl Harbor, you know, when I was in the Navy. So, I mean, to me, it's secondhand, but for the average person, it wouldn't be so obvious.
Yeah, I always say, you know, you can't afford to treat politics like a spectator sport anymore. We all have to get involved. We all need to educate ourselves. The information is out there. And once again, it's offered free. You can go to defraudingamerica.com. You can download his books for free, folks. What better deal can you ask for than that? I mean, the research already been done for you. All you got to do is just read it. Unfortunately, that's all the time we've got. I want to thank you, sir, for coming on. Love to have you on again sometime. There's so much more we can talk about that we haven't even touched upon today. Again, folks, we'll be back tomorrow. More great guests. In the meantime, have a great day, and we'll see you later.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado,